This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm not ready to do a show today yet, Super Don. I just barely got home. I said, after I finished the show yesterday, I pack up what little I had to take for a 24-hour road trip, or it turned out to be a 25-hour road trip. Well, maybe if I do technical math, 23-hour road trip. But I made it back.
Are you sure it wasn't a 22 3/4-hour road trip?
I can't be exactly sure of that.
Okay,
but I think I think it was more of a 23-hour road trip. I'm going with that right now.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know, got in, you know, midnight to where I was, slept a little bit, got up, went in, did my thing, had some video interviews to do, and did some education and trainings. And, what did I do? Then I hit the road. And then the whiteouts, man. Is that politically correct to say you drive through a whiteout, right?
A whiteout refers to snow.
Well, no, not in Florida, it doesn't. A whiteout in Florida refers to rain. That's so
heavy
in the
whiteout?
Day.
Really?
Yeah. It's so heavy in the day. It's still light out, but it's so heavy that it just, like, it turns everything into a white sheet in front of you. And, you know, I when there's no traffic on the road, okay, because, you know, I'm sort of in control of my vehicle, if you will. But, man, there's a lot of traffic on Interstate 75. I'm like, oh, man, just take it easy. So I'm just saying, I feel the tension. Man, I'm going to cry. I feel the tension
stop.
In my neck. I do.
Jeez.
I need a back rub. Super Don, can you reach through? Just right there.
Back rub. Right. So I'll have to say, I had to look this up because I've never heard of a rain whiteout, but according to this definition here, a whiteout can come from heavy fog, snow, or rain, apparently.
Yeah.
So.
Well, certainly in a light day on Florida, which is like heavy clouds, but the sun is so bright, it shines right through. You can't stop it. So that's what I did in the last 24 hours, and I'm ready. Okay, now I'm ready. Well, no, I'm not ready to do a show yet. I'm still
ready.
I feel like an old Jewish guy kvetching. Like, oi, vey, did you see the traffic, Super Don? Come on, help me out here. Then I play a little George Thurgood and the Destroyers, and I feel a little bit better. So we'll see what we can do to get through it together, shall we? And in fact, it's just not you and me, but we've got Marcus Ellis joining us. And I got to see him at the Best Answer for Cancer last weekend in Orlando. And he's the guy that set up this Abacus Settlements thing to help folks that are in, you know, sort of toward the end of life scenario where they're given a horrible diagnosis, medical, and they decide they want to care for themselves holistically, right? But some of that stuff's pretty expensive. Not covered by any insurance. And so we're going to talk to him again. I had an interview with him before. I asked him some other questions about what this program is, if that's something that someone out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show that wants to go see Dr. Tony Jimenez, Dr. Rasha Bitar, those others, because there are costs associated with seeing these docs. They're not free. You know, there's no government program that funds this stuff. So you got to find a way. So we'll talk about that. Also, Sierra Riddle, second hour, her son Landon, how's he doing after all these years? The Treating Cancer with Cannabis, that conference is coming up in Detroit June the 3rd. And we're going to talk with Sierra next hour. But first and foremost,
We're going to finally kick it into gear here. A headline reads, Merck's Fosamax fraud demonstrates how Big Pharma and CDC spin statistics to sell ineffective vaccines and drugs. This, my friends, is as devastating an article as I've ever read from a doctor about the fraud perpetrated not only on the FDA, but the FDA perpetrating on the doctors, and the doctors then perpetrating on you. So at one point, somebody's got to say the buck stops here, and perhaps this author, what's this author's name, Super Don? Because in his case, he's saying the buck stops with him, because he's actually pointing out the fraud, and I got to applaud him for that.
Yeah, this is Gary Coles. He's an MD.
All right, so a medical doctor actually coming clean. He says it's been a decade since he came to the realization that the entire profession of medicine has been bamboozled by the propaganda coming from big pharma, drug, and vaccine manufacturer, especially Merck. Merck and Company! And Julie Gerberding carrying on the tradition very well with the vaccines that she perpetrated for the CDC on behalf of Merck all those years ago. Now, Fosamax. I remember, y'all, my mom's 84. This last weekend, I called my mom, Super Don, and she's like, I'm sore. I'm like, why are you sore? She said, well, I went out dancing Friday, and I had so much fun, I went out dancing again Saturday, and I had so much fun, I went out dancing Sunday. I'm like, you know what? If I did that, I'd be sore. And she's 84, right? So three nights, not two. I was like, I brag about her going out twice a week. She went out three nights in a row. So she was like Monday going, yeah, I'm just resting today. I'm like, good on you, Mom. That's smart. Don't keep pushing it. You're not going for the Olympics at this point. But years ago, she was being told by her doctor, or I don't even know if it was her doctor. I don't know why she went to a doctor at that point, that she had a bone density test scanned, and it showed osteopenia, right? The beginning stages of what they lead to, they say, osteoporosis, the lack of bone density, and the likelihood of fracturing. So there's this whole class of drugs, the iconoclast, bisphenates, spice, however they say it, like Boniva and Fosamax. Merck and Company make Fosamax. And it turns out what this drug does, the FDA was told, hey, this drug really, it reduces the likelihood of fractures by 50%. 50%! Half the people on it's come, man, it's awesome, right? It turns out that was a relative risk reduction called RRR, relative risk reduction, which is a kind of a made-up exaggerated number. It's not the real number. Now, what this drug does is it blocks the breakdown of old bone cells. Theory being, man, if we could stop that breakdown, the bones will stay strong. Except it's just a theory, and it fails. Because there's a reason that bone tissue, old bone cells break down and are replaced by new bone cells. Because they're not designed to live forever. Your body continuously recycles and brings new cells into being as the old cells, their life cycle ends. And so by stopping the breakdown of old bone cells, you might look at the density scan and go, well, it looks pretty dense. But in reality, the bones become brittle because the cells themselves are weak, old, infirm, and not functional. And in the case of Fosamax, horrible things were happening. Increased fracturing, abnormal development and bone growth on the jaw. They called it Fozzie jaw. Dentists were going in and going, man, your teeth are just getting loose. We're going to pull them out. And there'd be fractures all over their jaw. Because not only did Fosamax not work, it created a worse scenario in the bones of the innocent victims of the doctors who didn't do their diligence, who believed the Fear and Death Administration, who believed Merck and Company when they said it's a 50% reduction and didn't look into the relative risk reduction, which is different than the math that this doctor did to go to the absolute risk reduction. For some reason, even though it should say ARR, they're calling it AAR. I don't know. Absolute risk reduction was a minuscule, after 4 years, 1% to 2%. That's basically, it doesn't work. It's not any different than doing nothing, perhaps. Maybe it might be worse.
It's worse. It's worse. Because did you see the other things that they discovered that the Fosamax was causing people to get esophageal cancer? I want to help my bones by giving myself cancer.
At least they got a 1% absolute. Wait, no, you're right. That's not good, esophageal cancer.
No, or how about atrial fibrillation? AFib, no big deal.
Precipitating,
right?
Heart disease, heart attacks.
Wow. Yeah.
Osteonecrosis of the jaw, we mentioned that already. It's a freaking mess, folks. Those of you who rely on medical doctors and think they do their diligence in reviewing the peer-reviewed literature that is so sort of referenced in the drug insert, but the reality is that the claims are exaggerated into a relative risk reduction, not an absolute risk reduction. And then you get to another thing called the numbers needed to treat in order to, like, save one person, right? That's another interesting number. And he expands that discussion into the vaccine realm. Let's just say it that way. He titles it, Fool Me Once, Shame on You. Fool Me Twice, Shame on Me. So he looks at Big Pharma and said, man, they lied to me about Fosamax. How about Big Pharma lying about vaccines? That couldn't be the case, right? Big Media, CDC, FDA, AMA, AAP, APA, AFP, NIH, NIMH, Wall Street politicians, all being deceived.
Sounded like you were doing an eye test there for a second.
Yeah, it really was, trying to go through all those numbers.
APLEMMPPPLRPPPMM.
So apparently, talking vaccines, the taboo figure that they don't want you to talk about is the numbers needed to vaccinate, number needed to vaccinate. And that tells prospective vaccinees, vaccine victims, how many patients will have to be injected in order for one of them to be benefited. And this doctor goes through it. He describes what is relative risk, what is relative risk reduction, what is absolute risk reduction, what is the NNT, numbers needed to treat, and what is the NNV, numbers needed to vaccinate. How many will need to be vaccinated? And then he goes through these things. Let's look at the first one, flu vaccine. What's the number of flu vaccines needed to be administered before you say we can prevent one hospitalization? Under 4 years of age, that's 1,852 flu shots with mercury to save one theoretical child from being hospitalized with flu. How's that for a return on investment? How about infant flu vaccine to prevent one hospitalization? This is another one from pediatrics. This is peer-reviewed literature. 4,255 infant flu vaccines to get one, to be able to claim that one was not hospitalized. 4,255 to 6,897 children ages 24 to 59 months, would have to be vaccinated for influenza to prevent one hospitalization. Shingles, herpes zoster vaccine, 175 adults over 60 years of age would have to be vaccinated to prevent one episode. If you're over 60, that would take 231 adults. Pneumococcal vaccine, over 5,000 adults to save one, in theory. Needed to vaccinate. Tuberculosis vaccine, 646 to gain one benefit. Gardasil, listen to this, folks. You want to protect one theoretical cancer case years later? You're going to have to inject 9,080 12-year-old girls in order to gain the claim that one was prevented. In terms of Group B meningococcal vaccine, 33,000. It's so sad.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Gottmell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, folks, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And on the commercial breaks, if you're watching us on YouTube, the YouTube channel is RS Bell Media Channel. You can find it at robertscottbell.com, including upcoming events. If you go into the day's show notes, 6 days a week, scroll down, you'll see what's up and coming, what is yet to be, and what shall be. And that's exciting. For me, maybe not for you, maybe for you. I don't know. We've got some cool stuff, including the upcoming Treating Cancer with Cannabis event, a one-day event, Sunday, June the 3rd. And following that, we have, what is it? Oh, it's the United States Health Freedom Congress. That's going to be amazing. All of North America coming together. And there is more. But first and foremost, did you have your egg today? Super Don, did you eat your egg today? Or are you afraid that it will cause you to have a heart attack because there's so much cholesterol in the yolk?
I love eggs. I am the I love the incredible edible egg. Did not have one today, though.
Have you ever drunk them down, Rocky Balboa style?
You know what? I was tempted to back in the day just because I am I was kind of a fitness junkie,
yeah.
And B, I'm a big Rocky fan.
Right.
So the temptation was there, but I never brought myself to do it. I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
Well, yeah. Some have argued that, you know, the only way to eat it is raw. Okay,
right.
I get it. You alter the proteins when you cook them. I tend to like, if I'm going to eat an egg, runny yolks, so to speak. You know, that's...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sunny side up is my favorite way of making eggs.
Right. So, here's the thing. Do you remember, was it a week or two ago, we first heard from our Twitter friend, Holistic A-Hole. We're not making that up.
That is
what he calls himself. And
yeah,
he called us out because we did a story. And I was tired. I wanted to see what the guy was about. And I apparently threw you under the bus, but I didn't really. It was all a bait-and-switch scenario to get people to say, hey, what's going on here? And basically it was a story that was done by, like, an egg council about how great eggs are and how they don't...
It was the Australian Egg Council.
Yeah.
And Holistic A-Hole called you to the carpet. You know, well, how could you post that? Because that it's industry-funded. It's junk science. It's corrupt. It's no good.
Now, normally I would point out this is an industry study because we're not afraid of... We're not hiding behind a study. I don't have any investment in you eating eggs or not eating eggs. It was just, hey... I know for a fact for many, many years that cholesterol, eggs do not cause heart disease. So if there was a confirmation bias, it was like, okay, I already knew that the results of the study were real, regardless of who did it. And the point is, it can happen. Industry can sponsor a study that is a legitimate scientific study and with a good finding. So now we have another one, and for Holistic A-Hole, we'll let you know this is not an industry-sponsored study, but guess what? It came to the same conclusion. Eating an egg a day... may keep heart disease away. And this is a study published in the journal Heart. Researchers from China found that people who ate an average of one egg per day had lower rates of heart disease and an even lower risk of having a bleeding stroke than people who did not eat eggs. There's a lot of good stuff in eggs. Now, I obviously would want you to have organic, free range, right, that kind of thing. But the cholesterol does not elevate your levels of cholesterol. There's a feedback mechanism that if you have adequate amounts of cholesterol coming in through the diet, your liver, your body's probably going to go, well, I don't need to produce it, because that's where it normally is produced, in your liver, which, by the way, produces it for good reason, primarily because it's your precursor to estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, your youth hormones. It is also critically necessary for brain and neurological health. So this cholesterol claim that it causes heart disease is nonsense. We've been through this time and time and time again. But we also know that people don't like the study if they have a vegan bias. Right? They go, well, yeah, I just dispute that because I don't like people that eat eggs, or I don't want you to eat eggs, whatever. Fine.
Right.
I always come back to, if when people ask me, well, are you a vegetarian? Are you a paleo? Are you a... No, I'm a guy who listens to his body cells.
I eat food.
They tell me what I need to eat in any given moment because I've learned the language of those cells. Of course, I've helped the microbiome to be reestablished over many years. Prior to my healing at the age of 24, when I started this journey, I wouldn't know what my body was telling me because every message was just messed up. And every message said, give me a drug. I'm hurting here. And, of course, that's not what your cells are saying. They're screaming out, hey, you put the wrong stuff in me. If you're going to eat an egg, please don't make it loaded with antibiotic residue. What are those chickens eating, right? So factory farming food, not food. Here's another example. We were right. I was right. And anybody that acknowledges this, you're right too. If you fight it because you're a vegan, that does not make you right. If veganism is right for you, I'm cool with that. Listen to yourself. I've been vegetarian before. I am sometimes. Well, you're not a diehard card carrier. No, my cells tell me what I need to eat. Listen to your own cells. And mind your own cells' business while you're at it. How's that? Is that polite? All right. We'll be right back with Marcus Ellis.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line 888-212-8871.
Texting enrolls for recurring alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification. Free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text RISE to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word RISE to 246810.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Shipping, processing, return postage, extra, auto ship, and other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and a bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial ** and the number 646. Dial *646.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I pose a scenario that you work hard, you contribute to whatever, 401k. I don't know if it works. You lose half of it along the way. The Federal Reserve plays with your money. The government takes huge amounts in taxes. You are forced to buy insurance, medical insurance, which I said is a very dangerous thing to have. And then you get to an end-of-life scenario. Maybe you haven't been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for very long. And so you've made choices that were made in ignorance because you believe the doctor, you believe the government, all the lies that they tell you. And then you end up with a horrible diagnosis, right? Doctor says you've got a neurological degeneration disease, you've got cancer, there's something serious going on. Now, you've woken up and you say, you know what, I am not, as much as I've used all of my money to buy insurance, I know that the insurance agencies are only going to cover things that are going to hasten my demise, make me more miserable. I don't want that. I want to go see someone that I heard on the Robert Scott Bell Show, for instance, or that you maybe read about on Natural News, or, you know, any number of holistically inclined integrative doctors, maybe here in the United States, maybe in Mexico, maybe Canada, maybe you're going to Thailand, wherever, to get the healing you want, and you don't have the money to do it. My next guest, my friend Marcus Ellis from Abacus Settlements, we connected with him at the Truth About Cancer last year, had him on once, and he proposed an idea that seemingly helping a lot of people that have some form of a life insurance or policy, okay? And he says, we can do something with that to get you the money you need to go see the holistically inclined integrative doctor that maybe you can't afford and insurance won't cover. And I set the stage with that, Marcus, to hopefully make some sense, because you can make sense about what this program is. And did I sort of describe what you're providing as a service to people?
Yes, you did, Robert, and it's just absolutely been fascinating. I had some wonderful people that actually showed up at the show this last weekend who were clients of mine, and it's an excellent story, so I want to just tell you what the norms are.
Okay, well, go ahead and start with that, and then, you know, as I have questions that arise in my mind, I'm going to ask you, because they're probably reflected in the audience out there as well. Go ahead.
Well, I'm delighted that you've mentioned some things that really make sense already. I was taught to believe the system. And when I had been diagnosed with terminal cancer, it's just been a couple of years now. Personally, I had this bout myself. So I'm speaking, all of the things I'm going to speak are from personal experience, and it is not anecdotal. It isn't somebody else in some other state. It's about my situation and my history. So I'm not going to be very politically correct.
No, please don't. Please just let it fly, because we need to hear this story.
Absolutely. The system is corrupt to the core. Literally, the system will tell you the things that we've always thought. I can trust you because you literally have been spending all these years in research. Well, let me tell you something, Scotty. The research is going in the wrong direction. They're not even looking for the word heal. They're not looking for the word cure. In fact, I found out that those are four-letter swear words. They will never say them. They will never let you say them. All they're going to talk about is treatments. I've learned their lingo. And they're going to talk about remission if they ever get to a point where they don't tend to see it at that moment. Remission is another very scary word, and that's basically it's coming back, and we just don't know when, because they never get to the source of the problem. All they do is constantly deal with the symptoms. And today, oncology is symptomology suppression 101. I had tremendous problems from head to toe with all the damage that chemo caused to me, and I'm not kidding. I still live with them. It's awful, from the pulmonary embolisms to the heart attack, to the bone loss and gum loss in my teeth, of course, lost all my hair, all these immune system destructions, and the arthritis in my hip and the neuropathy in my feet. I mean, it just goes on. I'm not even going to tell you all of them because they're embarrassing.
But those are the things that insurance covers. All the things that they said, you're being responsible if you buy insurance, and then under Obama he says you don't get the choice, you have to do it, right? Now maybe some choices coming back into it, but not really, because even if you decide to buy insurance, for the most part, it's not going to cover the things that we perceive here, and very scientifically validated as well in many of these cases, are better options, in our opinion. Now, this is not me forcing anybody to do what I would do or what you would do, Marcus, but I want people to have the opportunity to choose. And if all of their money has been tied up in government-mandated insurance schemes, and they're now left with a horrible diagnosis like you did, and they don't want to go down the road of chemo because they know what happened to Marcus Ellis. Even though he's alive today, he's still suffering from what they treated him with. So what can they do to get money for that? Long since past the time they might have saved, but even that would have been difficult because all that money was taken by government and put into other schemes.
I love your comment about insurance hastens your demise. Absolutely right. You got to hear this. I don't know, Scotty, if you remember that I literally was the number one selling agent in America for my company selling cancer insurance policies when cancer struck me. And my name appears on a plaque on the wall in the corporate headquarters in Cleveland. So I was very good at what I did. And so I was looking at helping people. I thought I was protecting families. But the reality is this. I had one of our policies myself. As I went through cancer and this, you know, stage four diagnosis, and then literally I went to terminal after I was done with all the chemo. Literally, I went through these months, and my insurance company paid me for those kinds of treatments, all of the treatments that the standard oncology administers. When I had the failure of oncology, after somewhere around $400,000, at that failure point when I went naturopathically, and that's what healed me, and it was under $25,000, by the way. Mm. Literally, my own company completely denied me benefits, and I was shocked. I was a poster boy for a man recovering from terminal cancer using naturopathic means. I thought my company would be absolutely thrilled to act responsible and change their plans from treatment plans maybe to what we call lump sum policies. But no, when I took that all the way up to the corporate president, they completely shut me out, and eventually I had to leave the company because I couldn't sell another policy to another person when I knew literally the only things they would pay for were the things that were killing me. So I couldn't do that. And instead what I, you know, did, I started looking around for what are options. Of course, my own health care plan went up about 1,500% right after that. And so I couldn't even afford regular health care. So it's just been a nightmare of a journey with Obamacare and all of these things. But the deal was that I discovered something that's really helpful to people, and that is today no one knows this, but we can sell our life insurance policies while we're still living. And this life insurance policy is amazing, the aspects of it. If I could go through and tell you, in 1911, brother, the Supreme Court ruled, and Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote the prevailing opinion in 1911 that life insurance is chattel. That means if you bought it, you can sell it. It's yours. Well, in the 20s and 30s in the Depression era, everybody knew that they could sell a life insurance policy. There were men wearing sandwich boards walking up and down saying, I can buy your life insurance policy. Everybody knew about it. And then during the wars, it fell out of favor and nobody heard about it. The next time viatical settlements ever came up, mm-hmm. was in about the 80s during the AIDS crisis, when a lot of the homosexual guys were looking to have their policies bought, and there were vultures out then. And the vultures would buy a policy like, say, $500,000 face value for maybe $5,000.
Wow. And you're talking a fraction of a percent of its value. And see, this is the concern I have, Marcus. You've got people that are in a vulnerable state. And they're in a, you know, looking at the end of their physical life and saying, you know, what can I do to get the most out of this so that I have the money I need to live whatever I have left and utilize it for the holistic or integrative care that might extend my life or might even reverse it altogether. You know, when they come to someone like you, I know you, and I know you're doing sort of penance for what you used to do. And so you're a man of integrity. But what is it about what Abacus Settlements does and what you do that would provide for the people the maximum benefit as opposed to someone that would try to, you know, let's say, how do we cut every bit of this out and take the maximum for ourselves and leave the least amount for those that are in a suffering crisis that you could take advantage of them?
Well, I love your question. And let me say this way. You have to deal with integrity. I will say this. Older accountants and older attorneys who remember the 80s will go back and say there's vultures out there. It's horrible and don't do that. But let me tell you something. There's people that are charlatans and frauds in every piece of our world. So what you have to do is you have to realize that when there are real people that actually do this, what they will do for you is they will take your policy, talk with you over the phone, offer a completely optional, no holds barred, no obligation kind of a quotation for you. And literally what I do is my company will do a certified life expectancy. And that means they'll look at 1,000 cases, your exact sex, your exact age, your exact disease, your exact state, and they'll run the actuarial numbers. And it's very simple because they've got all this. We've been doing this over 15 years now. It's a highly regulated industry. We are the leaders in integrity. And so we're up at the top of this thing that's called LISA, which is Life Insurance Settlement Association. And so we're one of the leaders and very, very well thought of. And so literally we will be able to give to almost anyone that's a terminal or chronically ill patient somewhere between 50 and 80% of the face value of the policy. Okay, this is standard for us.
50 to 80%. Now, is that, again, I'm not in this business. I don't know. Is that normal to be 50 to 80%? Is it normally 10, 20, 30%, or the total ripoff you described in the 80s?
Well, people will do way less than that. And because they're going to play on the, you know, the sensitivities of a cancer victim or an arthritis victim or an Alzheimer's or a Parkinson's or an MS, all of these, by the way, are eligible. So it doesn't just have to be cancer. But the fact is this, our company has the integrity hallmark, and we literally will help every person that we can. And that's my commitment to everyone, is that I know, having been through terminal cancer myself, I'm going to go to bat for every person. And we're going to look at the numbers 50 to 80%. And, of course, people have to remember this is going to be something that they're going to want to think through with their heirs, with their family. This is a family decision.
Sure.
Because a lot of people don't understand, but I don't believe anyone needs to die from cancer, Scotty. This is
I don't either. Marcus, give everybody your phone number that wants to reach out to you.
Sure. It's 931-722-4949.
All right. I'm going to read that back. 931-722-4949. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Mention RSB1 or the Robert Scott Bell Show when you call Marcus and talk to him. He'll help you out if you need it. I want you to, well, avail yourself of this information, whether you decide to use it or not. This could be life-changing for you. It could be life-saving for you.
Yes. You say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, another aspect to this end-of-life scenario, you know, the potential of you're facing what we call physical death. And the question is, who owns your body? It always is a question. Who owns your body? Who gets to tell you what you can or can't do in trying to save your own existence in the physical body in this lifetime? And the FDA says, we own you. We own your body. And a lot of times the state agencies back the FDA up and say, no, you can't do that. What is that? Anything not approved by the Fear and Death Administration. So we have a story, potentially some good news here. And this is coming from, it's on CNN, so I don't know if it's true, but apparently...
Oh, it's a lie. No, yes, it's a lie. It's because it's on CNN. It's a lie.
Thank you, Super Don. I had to wake you up on that one. this is a vote in Congress, and apparently the House voted 250-169 in favor of the bill, which is a Right to Try Act, that would give terminally ill patients a way to independently seek drugs that are experimental and not fully approved by the U.S. FDA. Now... okay, I support anybody's desire and choice here. But what I will complain about, if you want to call it a complaint, is if they don't include the freedom to choose any treatment that the FDA doesn't believe in or approve of. If not, you're just, you know what, he used the term chattel, right? You supposedly own your life insurance policy, you can sell it. Well, it means you are chattel. The fact that you have to go to Congress to beg the bureaucratic oligarchy to let you save your life by any means necessary that you deem tells you, it should tell you, and I know you don't like to hear it, that you are by definition chattel already. So it's a mixed bag, Super Don. I'm glad that they're going to, maybe if the Senate gets on it and Trump would sign it, you'll have a few more options. But still, it's never good enough until you don't have to ask for permission where none is required. You got that? You are chattel to the federal government if they get to say, nope, you can't have that. Even if you can afford it, nope, we're not going to let you have that. What does that say about who owns you? Who owns your body? Super Don, am I being unreasonable here? I think I'm being very reasonable in this.
I think, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I know, I remember when we first started talking about this particular topic, I had to stop and think about it for a minute because it was like, you know, the right to try is basically saying, listen, if there's a drug out there that hasn't been gone through all of the process of becoming FDA approved yet, but it shows that there's a possibility that it might do something to take somebody out of crisis, then people ought to have the opportunity to just skip, you know, to the front of the line, basically, and be able to have access to it because they're going to die anyway, right? So, you know, it's like a last-ditch effort. And once, so,
once again, Super Don, what about if you're going to live anyway? You have no crisis. You're not in crisis, and you want to try something that could help you for any reason. You got to go to the Fear of Death Administration and say, oh, please, pretty please, with no sugar on top, could I do it? No, stop it. This is the problem. People will go, well, maybe Congress can save me. No, Congress can't save you. Well, maybe I vote the bums out. No, it doesn't matter. Boo bums, replace them. You've got to start living as if you are a spiritual being in existence by the grace of a creator, whatever you perceive that to be. Unfortunately, when you go to Congress to beg for your rights back, you are behaving as if you are a creature of government, not of God. And I know, again, you're bummed out. You don't like to hear it, but I'm telling you, that is how you're behaving. And no, you know, oh, well, maybe Ron Paul can come back and run for office. No, Ron Paul said, no, you can't wait for me. They were never going to let him win. We know that. But the reality is he was talking that kind of truth to power. Why are you asking for permission where none is required? That's the 10th Amendment on some level as well, on the state level, but on a personal level, until you nullify the Fear and Death Administration, your doctor, or anybody who claims autonomy over your body and your choice, then you're behaving as if you are chattel. That is a form of slavery, folks. And we live in a medical police state where you are a drug receptacle. And now they're going to give you a pittance of experimental drug receptacle status with the right to try act. Because you know they're not going to let you try anything natural that you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Especially if you're about to die, because it might save you. And boy, what that would be bad publicity for us. How about them organic apples, Super Don?
Mm-hmm. How about another hour?
You know what? I barely showed up for this one. Why should I do another one? I guess because I'm already here. We might as well. Anybody want to join us for an additional hour? Or is it too much? I know, I'm boring you. It's enough. Go to sleep. Take a nap. We'll be back in a few minutes. I think we're going to play some George Thorogood for those of you watching on YouTube. Sierra Riddle joins us, curing cancer with cannabis. Is it possible? And then the HIV AIDS scam. We're going to talk about that because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.